Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Please, please, please accept my apology for being late, but I am here. Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2016. It is 1:30 p.m. Central Time. Welcome to the I Love Politics show. My show today, I'm going to talk to you about politics, about religion, about employment. That's what I do. Title of my show today, Flamethrowers Ain't Got Nothing to Lose. That's what I'm going to talk with you about. You know, flamethrowers are created for different reasons, but flamethrowers bring their involvement from the heart. They get involved in throwing flames, but they are for different reasons. And one thing I want to say, every flamethrower is not right, and everyone that the flame is thrown at is not wrong. Flamethrowers are part of life. Rock throwers are part of life. Even in the days of Jesus, Jesus was stoned. Throwing rocks out of disgust is nothing out of the ordinary. Throwing rocks, flames, is the way people tell you there is something else that you're missing. And I've been seeing you missing it, and I'm tired of you missing it. So let's talk about flamethrowers. You know, we are in an election year. And an election year is about senators, governors, mayors, CEOs, clergy, Supreme Court of the United States, independent voters, angry white men, and angry white society. And so I'm going to talk to you about the anger and how it plays in with different people doing their jobs and not doing their jobs. We pay politicians to improve the quality of the entire country, not just their constituents. Politicians get paid good money. So they get paid money to go and campaign. I think that's something we need to stop. Because all you're doing when you prove you can stay on a campaign trail for 2 years, all you're doing is proving that your job can be done by your office staff. And so if your office staff can do the job, why are we paying you a minimum of $200,000 a year, minimum? Not counting if you hold seats, you chair, or you sit in committees, your salary goes up, up, up. We got politicians, senators, making $500,000 a year, minimum of $200,000 a year. And then we got a senator running right now, one senator, he won't even go in and do his job. And the other senator, when he go in, he just go in to say no and come on out. But they each getting paid good money. I'm not sure, but I'm sure each one of those making at least $350,000 a year. You know, senators get to do a 6-year term. And senators think that they are the greatest people in politics. Ask any of them. You can pull up articles where they've talked about it. They've said that they have more power than the president has. They say because the president only gets to serve 2 terms, 4 year, 4 year, and then he's booted out. Senators say we are around forever once we get in. We can stay there 30 years. That's only 5 terms. 5 times 6 is 30. And this is why America's politics is in such bad shape. Because Americans have no problem paying people over and over to do nothing. Americans have no problem paying people over and over to say no. America has no problems paying people who are supposed to be doing jobs to go out and look for another job. If you work for Coca-Cola, they are not going to let you not work every day and let you go look for a job in another part of the company somewhere making more money, and you're never there doing the job they're paying you to do. They could not make profits like that. And that's why you see America in such a hole, because we don't have the right rules for the employees that work for us. And it's time that we did. And that's why you got a lot of flamethrowers out there today, because the citizens are tired of what goes on in politics. And what happened, that the straw that broke the camel's back, was the GOP when Bush and Cheney took this country on a downward spiral. We were going fast, all of us, into a depression. And in 2009, when President Obama took over, he saved this country from a depression. And what does he get for it? Mudslinging. People done come up out the from under slimy rocks that didn't vote for Obama or nobody the last 8 years. And now they are upset with Obama because they say he ruined America. Well, I don't know what part of America they're in that was ruined by Obama, but if you put a sign up to let me know, I'll make sure I never come your direction. Because anybody haven't profited at all under Obama, I don't want to be in their company, and I really don't even want to hear what they have to say. And that includes Y-O-U. I'm a flamethrower, and I do it intentionally. It's very serious to me. Politics is very serious to me. Because, you see, the seriousness of politics changed people's lives. And not only does it change people's lives, it takes people's lives. Politics destroys families, communities. When you see communities that's deteriorated and ain't no places in there for people to go and get fresh vegetables or fresh food and stuff, that you're looking at politics at its worst. There are some states right now in America whose unemployment rate is down to like 3%, 2%. Why is that? Now, from my perspective, it's because those are states that I call white privilege. The more white people live in a state, the lower their unemployment is. The more minorities, people of color in states, the higher the unemployment is, and that's a fact. It's not a lie. It's true. You could just look it up for yourself if you can read. This campaigning is nothing but a device for people to get richer. That's what I say, and I'm B. Says, and you're listening to the I Love Politics show. Politicians are playing a game. And this election cycle, the game is worse than any I've seen before. Generally, they be beating up on one another while the game is going on. That'd be fun. But now they beat up on the people. And I don't mean just beat up on the people. They cause people their lives. I remember a young lady reading about her in Florida. She had some type of disease that had to be controlled with medication. And with the medication, she could control it. But Florida didn't have Medicaid expansion, and she didn't have the money to buy the medicine. And she was out on the streets of Florida in the summer trying to make a dollar. And she died and left her children here. She died because she was trying to make money for medicine. Nobody in America should die trying to get money for medicines, and especially when governors already can approve Medicaid expansion and not a soul will be without medical attention in America. But, you know, in 2012, the GOP, which was being led by Mitt Romney say, use 911 if you have a heart attack. He say, that's good enough. So I guess if your heart attack ain't too bad, when 911 get you there, maybe they'll save you. And if they can't save you, well, just tough luck. 911 is not medical treatment for Americans. But that's what Mitt Romney said. And look how many people who depend on health care voted for Mitt Romney. It shows you voters in America have a problem. And it's okay. It's okay to have that problem, and we got it. But those of us who don't have that problem, those of us who are not willing to cut off our nose to spite our face, those of us who have the intelligence to read and learn what these people are doing when they are holding these offices, we're the ones that have to continue to speak out and be sure that those who don't know don't, do not get caught up in a trap and go and vote for the wrong people and turn us back to where we just come from. We cannot afford to go back, America. And the politicians are playing a game, and the game is dangerous. And too many voters are hostile because of this game that politicians are playing. And some of these vote chasers are encouraging hostility in the people that support them. And the mainstream that's between all of them is hatred and racism and discrimination. And we got vote chasers out there. Some of those vote chasers are running around hoping to stir up hatred and racism and discrimination, and also that they can pimp themselves out for a vote. That's all it's about. They're trying to get a vote, and they don't care about the voter. They just want you to go and vote. And that's why you see so many politicians being low down and dirty and coming against groups of people, and the people in their party is letting them get by with it because they want those voters to come and vote for them when all is said and done. They're willing to give up anything to get a vote. And so when voters play into that, you become just as much responsible for what's going on in this country as the billionaires. So like when Sanders running around talking about what billionaires ain't doing, I'm going to say to you, Senator Sanders, you have sat in there drawing a check for 30 years saying no. And no won't float, nay on boat. And if all we'd have had over the last 30 years was no, you wouldn't even have a job. Because your job would be gone, because all the money you get come from taxpayers. And all the taxpayers that give you their money is not billionaires. And all the billionaires are not crooks, because I see you as a crook. Are you a billionaire? See, that's what I mean. All billionaires are not crooks, and all crooks are not billionaires. Crooks in all walks of life. And don't you think it's strange, Bernie Sanders, that you just sit up there as a senator and you've been in Congress and you're not having people raving and ranting about how good a man you'll be for president? That ought to tell the people something. You've been there 30 years, so you tell them, oh, they don't like me because I say no. That's why none of them don't say nothing to me, and that's why they're not out there for me. Sanders, they're not out there for you because you are a flamethrower. And the flames that you throw are not to build up nothing for nobody. You throw flames to destroy America. And right now, you being an independent, you want the opportunity to bamboozle the Democrat voters into giving an independent vote. And if you get enough Democrat votes, and enough independent votes, you know darn well that the GOP wins the election. Because ain't now one of them Republicans who done crossed over to vote for you against Hillary going to vote for you against another Republican. And that tells me, Senator Sanders, you are not interested in the people. You're interested in your own self. And I think you're angry because you haven't been any more productive than what you've had been. But there are a lot of people who have done a lot more with a lot less than you seem to have been able to do, and they are not angry, and I'm one of them. I am not angry at this country. I am not angry at billionaires. They made that money. I'm angry at people who work for billionaires and don't demand a pay raise. See, that's the way I direct my anger. You can't sit and wait for a billionaire to decide to give nobody a pay raise. But you see, Sanders, you've been in a job where you make your own pay raises. We got some problems, America, and we got to fix them. And the problem we have is senators and governors, and we got mayors out there who are nominating police chiefs who are criminal-minded people, who are allowing criminals to kill unarmed citizens all across America, and they sitting back and doing nothing. We got CEOs who are refusing to hire Americans while they outsource jobs. We got a CEO, a fired CEO right now running for president, and she's running around and took Hillary's statement. She says, "I'm fighting for you." Carly ain't fought for nobody. She was with HP until they fired her. When did she fight for an American citizen? They outsourced American jobs to other countries. That's what she did. She ain't fought for no American. Not yet. She's fighting for your vote now. And she hopes that you hate your life enough to vote for her so she could... And first of all, she knows she's not going to no White House. She knows that. But what the GOP autopsy report is, find a way to raise up all these different groups of people who do not come and vote for us. And so what they decided to do to raise them up was give the Republicans a woman, a black, a Hispanic, an old man, a young woman, or this, you see what I'm saying? So the GOP just gave you guys everything you need. And then the GOP turned around and gave you guys Bernie Sanders. And then the GOP turned around and used Citizens United money, and they are helping Bernie Sanders out. And they're telling you Bernie Sanders is doing it. Love Bernie Sanders. Just look at him, his body sometime when you see him standing there. You'll see Republican lips all over him because they're kissing up to him. You'll see it. So what you need to do is start doing some reviewing and reading what these people are saying, because what politicians say to you and what they say to one another and what they say when they're behind closed doors, all that stuff is different. And if you look at those who have been politicians who are not politicians now, then you need to use their records, use people's records, to determine what you think they will do for you based on what they've done for you. And if they've never done nothing for you, don't let them lie and say they have. And if they have done something, don't let them tell you they did something that they didn't do, because you can check it too easy. Stop believing everything people say to you. America, you're gullible, and that's a problem. Stop being gullible. We've got to make things better in America. And the oppressed, the people, the masses, seems too accustomed to waiting for businesses to make their life better. You have to make your own life better. Businesses never, ever make things better for its workers unless they're forced. And that's took unions. That's why we got to stand for the unions. The unions is the reason you get a 40-hour work week. The unions is the reason you get time and a half for overtime. The union is the reason that white employers have to hire some black people, some people of color. Unions are what help these come into reality. Because once upon a time, the white male had it all his way. And it wasn't against the law to do it his way. And that's what the white male means when he say, take America back. He wants to go back to no minimum wage. He wants to go back to working a black man, a white man, side by side, and pay the white man more than you pay the black man to do the same job. These are the things that went on in my lifetime. And these are the things that people like Trump wants to go back to, because that gives him bigger profit margin levels, and that's all he's interested in, not you. And you say, oh, but he tells the truth. No, he don't tell you the truth, tell you what he wants you to hear. But you're gullible, and you think you're hearing the truth, because his face gets red, like as red as yours does. You're all acting like a bunch of sheep, waiting to march right in and get sheared to death. Waiting for your shearing orders. Stop being sheep. Stand up. Throw flames. It's all right. It's better than being a sheep. It's better than being a sheep to be a flamethrower. So whether you're going to throw flames as a voter, or whether you're going to throw flames as a protester, or whether you're going to throw flames as a politician, be sure that you're throwing them for the right reasons. Because if you don't throw them for the right reasons, they're coming back at you. That's the one thing you need to know now. Ain't going to be no more 1950s and 1960s in America. That's in the history books. It's over. There'll be no more. There'll be no more 1865. It's over. It's in the history books. Don't expect it. Don't misjudge the capabilities of the people around you. You see, voters are angry. And it's not the Democrat voters that's angry. It's the Republican voters that's angry. And all the Democrats that's angry are angry with Republicans also. They're not angry with the Democrats. They're angry with the Republicans. The Republican voters are angry with the Republicans. But what has happened, the water been muddied up to make people who don't know politics think, oh, they're all just right there getting muddy together. That's not what's happening. All the mud you see is on the Republicans. They've done this stuff to America. It started on January 20th of 2009 when the GOP had a meeting and they decided that under President Obama that they would say no to everything and anything that he do. And Sanders was one of those that has helped that along. And when President Obama took office in 2009, he was handed off from Bush wars, stock market crash, failed auto industry. We were losing 800,000 jobs a month, and Bush them squandered a Clinton surplus. Bush and Cheney squandered that money. They did nothing but harm to America and took us into a recession that almost got us into a depression had it not been for the Democrats who voted for President Obama. And when I say Democrats, I mean like 90-some percent of blacks and 70-some percent of the Latino voters and a lot of other people of color and a whole slew of white Democrats voted for President Obama. And that's why America did not go into a depression, because the people had the good sense to know who to vote for. And this time around, the good sense is to vote for Hillary Clinton, because she's going to pick up with where Obama has left off, and she's going to keep moving in the same direction, and he's going to be there to lend a hand to keep things stronger than they've been before. But it takes your vote. It takes your vote. You see, the angry white man has purposely used anger to control groups of people so that you don't hear all the stuff they're doing in the background to harm you. Jeb Bush wrote the first Stand Your Ground law, and look how many young black men been killed because of that. But Bush wants to be president. All kinds of Republicans right now who haven't done anything for anybody wants to be president. The Supreme Court of the United States is playing like Republicans. And we're going to have an opportunity to put in about 3 more Dems after this election. We got to vote for the Democrat to get the right people in for the Supreme Court of the United States. That means we got to vote for Hillary Clinton. And we're going to bring prosperity into America like we've never seen it before. Ain't no go back to the good old days, because the good old days did not include everybody. But when we vote in 2016, we will be voting for every group of Americans, every person, to prosperity for all, liberty and justice for all. You got to join a real movement, not a fake political revolution that's all about one family, the Sanders family. I'm talking about the American family. And together, prosperity is ours. Follow me on Twitter. That's where I am, B Says Politics. Right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1.